The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Stephen, good day program. I've decided to change my name to protect the innocent. How about that? The good day program. Yes, Juan Stephan here with, what? You're laughing already and I haven't said anything. I haven't even introduced you yet.
Did you call yourself Juan?
Juan, yes, right. I want to be Juan. I want to be Juan. There could be a song there. I want to be wanted. It's Friday. We might as well fool around a little bit. Right? Flex our vocal muscles and our brain muscles and have a wonderful day at our, not at our expense, but at our behest. Seven and change after the hour on Good Day, Friday the 29th of April. Joining me, my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Our focus on the big radio items this past week conversationally. The world of entertaining conversational radio. Spent a lot of time on the presidential race. I'm reflecting when I look at this list on the things that we've talked about, Victoria, here, and whether or not we agree with the list or we think things like this are important. I remember spending a little bit of time yesterday on Syria and decrying, when you look at the pictures, the video of what's gone on there in the past week, wondering how we can be, how human beings can be so cruel to other human beings. It befuddles me, frankly, how and why people who are young souls, and that's the only way I can really, in my own mind, justify it. People who don't have a lot of a great experience, the old souls who have been around the planet and the world for many, many years, come back and forth with their lives. Some people find that anathema. I believe that we have experiences that we bring with us from life to life to life. We live experiences from life to life, the continuation of life. And so when you see this sort of thing, you wonder what it is that drives. And I believe that the people who are cruel, who are unjust, who are unfair, who are like animals on the planet in a sense. Animals would be offended. By the things that are done by some of these people. Oof. All right, anyway, the gender identification issue also on here. Do you really think you have a handle on that, what that discussion is about? Target has been in the forefront. I saw something in one of the right-wing blogs about Target versus Walmart and why Walmart is doing so well, because in the areas where Target is in this a couple of these states, which I find nonsensical. But anyway, what is the big deal? Is it that women are afraid to look at private parts in men they don't know and vice versa, I guess?
Well, that doesn't happen in women's bathrooms. There are no urinals. It's all stalls.
Stalls, right.
So yeah. this is, to me, I have two trans friends, a trans woman and a trans man, and you would never know by looking at them that they were ever born anything other than what they look like now. Mm-hmm. It would be so demoralizing, embarrassing, and degrading if they had to go and use a bathroom based on the gender that they were born.
How would anybody find out? That's what I don't understand. How would anybody know that you had your parts changed around?
That's the thing. This is all based on looks, and that's part of the problem. Not everyone is as handsome as my guy friend and as beautiful as my trans woman friend. There are other people who are still mid-transition or don't have the money to make a full transition, but they still know in their heart and in their soul that they are the identity, that they're the gender that they identify with. Yeah. Those people are the ones who are targeted. This is really all about pretty people. If you look the part, then you're okay. But if you're anywhere else under that, then you're subject to these ridiculous laws.
Yeah, okay. I think that encapsulates it pretty well, frankly. I have no more... I have no need to clarify that any further. What say you? 888-302-3684. You can certainly email me or Victoria at DougStefan.com. Instagram, I'm using N. I don't know why I do that instead of an M. Instagram.com / Good Day Show. Instagram, though, is more picture and story, right? So unless you picture somebody going into a stall that is transgender, probably the best place to have your comments is Twitter at Good Day Show. Yes? That makes sense?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, listen to that firmness. Yes.
We're on live tweeting and Facebook.
Yes. Yes, we are. Live. Okay, North Korea. I don't care anymore about North Korea. I really don't.
I kind of don't either.
That guy can
I think it's all smoke and mirrors.
Of course it is. Prince's death is on here. I think there's a lot of conversation to be had about that and addiction, frankly. Yeah. Not so much. There are two things, or maybe three. Public finds it interesting that his value, his net worth, has gone up $50 million in a week. And so, you know, the family, all of his half-brothers and full sister get to share in all that stuff equally and will going forward, so none of them will have to work another day in their lives. They should kiss the ground the guy walked on and love him and be thankful for what's happening to them in their lives. There's also a lot of conversation, and appropriately so, about addictions and what happened and stuff that's getting prescribed to people and how they get at it. And there's also a great deal of focus on his music, which is very appropriate, I think. Anyway, the declassification of that. This is the biggest political hack job. These big, I almost used a bad word, these big phonies. The relationship with Saudi Arabia, these guys that are just mop heads. They have no use. I have never had any use for the Saudis. Their attitude toward women, their whole attitude, their disgusting attitude toward what they have there and how they don't share it. There's 40% unemployment in Saudi Arabia. And the money that is... these people can live opulently. They can be fine, the people that run the country. But at some point, and that's what they're... And they use the United States as sort of a backdrop or a shoring up. Okay, will you help us if there's a revolution? If people... You know, if and we've told them, yeah, we would. We'd stand up for, and this goes back to the more to the Bush era. Well, actually, it goes back to World War II, or the aftermath of World War II, when we made the first deals. We needed their oil, especially in Europe, and so that's when we went to bed with the Saudis, and it's been that way ever since. It's disgusting.
Yeah. The level of opulence, too, and the amount of money.
I don't mind that. I don't, I'm happy to have opulence. As long as I'm happy to have abundance, I think that making money is terrific. Rich people, I love. It's not their job or my job or whoever's job it is to spread around what I made because I'm able to make it. These people didn't make a damn thing. They just were born into the right family, and they screw their citizenship, their citizenry. And there's the living conditions there are atrocious for people. It's kind of like I use Alaska often to compare what goes on in Saudi Arabia maybe to something that goes on here. People in Alaska get tax credits, tax benefits to the tune of $40,000 or $50,000 a year apiece because all the oil that comes out of Alaska. And so it makes living in Alaska a pretty cool thing, other than freezing your butt off half the year.
And not having any sunlight for half the year.
Right, and not having any women if you're a man up there. But otherwise, you know, and so why the people that are living in Saudi Arabia who could have jobs or have some reasonable expectation that things would be A-okay, they could have the normal living standard that most Saudis have. And the royal family would still live the way they live. There wouldn't be any, but they just are greedy bastards who are, they're just curs. I think they're disgusting people, frankly. And that saying that, looking at some of the other people, the other countries in the Middle East, Jordan's pretty progressive, Lebanon, you know, some of the countries that are around Syria. I'm just thinking of the map and what's there. It's,
you have the map of the Middle East in your head?
I do, but I also
that's impressive.
I have a big map behind me if I turn
head
around as well, but I have to really stretch to see it. But no, I've, well, that's part of, you see, here we go. Now you're going to push that button with me. about what we learn in school.
No, I'm just saying, personally, people like to make fun of me because I'm geographically challenged, so I'm just always impressed with anyone who knows lots of things about math.
Well, but one of the things that happened when we went to war in Iraq, 9 people out of 20 didn't even know where Iraq was. Never mind, they didn't know where it was in the Middle East. They didn't know it was in the Middle East. They didn't know where Iraq was.
Yeah.
And so that's just a disgusting example of how we don't do a good job of bringing the world. It wouldn't have made any difference 100 years ago because nobody really was, we weren't involved. But the world is so small now and things are changing so rapidly, we kind of need to know for our own defensive purposes where all these places are and what the people are like. And so I think that's why that is an important story. I would say that would be among all of the things that are in here, for me, it would be a toss-up between the documents being declassified and Prince's death. The rest of the stuff is all, you know, so much hamburger. Denny Hastert and his being, I think that he should have been sent to jail for the rest of his life. That's the end of it. What I find interesting is all the hoopla about Beyonce's Lemonade, which we probably ought to talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe dig a little more of that stuff up. And you, I give you credit, because you've turned on the switch to different forms of music that I'm finding I like. I haven't paid a lot of attention to popular music since you came on the program, so thank you. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
This Mother's Day, get me something pretty from Ulta Beauty, please. Forget the pair of slipper socks or a stuffed bear that sings and talks. No salad spinner or a fancy broom. But oh, I take a new perfume. Ulta Beauty shopping spree, guarantee. Still at a loss? I always love a new lip gloss.
This Mother's Day, make mom feel beautiful. From perfumes to pretty gift sets, Ulta Beauty has the perfect gift to pamper her with pretty. Hurry in for a free tote bag with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Perfect. 23 after the hour of the Good Day program. The Monkees are just 1 month away from releasing Good Times, which is their first studio album in about 20 years. And the first single is a song called She Makes Me Laugh, written by Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo. Listen to this. Crank it up here, will you?
Maybe I should take her home safari. You'll see us way from our canoe if that's what she wants to do. Tell me what's wrong with that.
There's that guitar.
I like this.
That's the Monkees guitar. Yeah, it's very good stuff. So tell me about Weezer and the guy who's the lead, Rivers Cuomo.
This is actually very reminiscent of a lot of Weezer songs.
Really?
So it's very appropriate that they wrote this because this is kind of their sound.
Well, but
now, this is their song in the background right now. This is the Buddy Holly song.
Okay, so they're a Monkees sort of redo.
They're a 60s kind of derivative band.
So if you were to listen to a lot of music from the Monkees, Carrie, you got anything else there from the Monkees you would see, I think, or hear, more importantly, how the, and this, maybe they're friends and they have related to one another, and so the influence from the Monkees, here's, this is my favorite, thank you, Carrie, it's my favorite Monkees song, Daydream Believer, crank it up.
Now you know how happy I can be.
The Monkees didn't write any of their own music. They weren't that smart.
Neil Diamond wrote this song, right?
Yeah, so this is Neil Diamond's song, right, exactly. He wrote a lot of stuff for them. And so there were a lot of other people. Carole King wrote the stuff that they did. Some of it they recorded, some of it they never recorded, some of it never got released. Here's another one. This album from the Monkees will be in the stores on the 27th of May, the 50th anniversary as a recording unit. There are songs in here by Death Cab for Cuties, Ben Gibbard, and XTC's Andy Partridge, Noel Gallagher, Paul Weller, tunes written by Neil Diamond, and more Carole King music for them. This is an original group. It was back to 1962, actually. Michael Nesmith, who was with them for a while, he was a guitarist. Then he went out on his own. He has I don't think it's still in existence, but probably got to check it. The group, I'm probably the only one in the world that remembers the name of his group. It was called the First National Band. And the only reason I remember it is because I played that stuff when I was a disc jockey in the 60s and early 70s. And then he went back and forth in and out of the Monkees. He didn't get along well with Davy Jones particularly. And so now the tour, because Davy Jones is dead, is basically Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork. If you see them this summer, that's what you're going to see. Nesmith did contribute a tune, though, to Good Times. It's called I Know What I Know. Plays guitar, sings on several of the tracks, because he always got along pretty well with Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork. So I don't know why he won't go out on the road with them, unless he's doing his own thing this summer. If he did, that would help really to create... Davy Jones, I don't know how to best describe him. None of these guys were musical geniuses, but they were created in a laboratory in a studio. They were not outside guys that got together. They were friends.
They were like a boy band back then.
Yeah, well, the producers found these guys individually and put them all together. And then when they did that television program, they went bananas. I mean, these guys were everywhere. So anyway, it's kind of cool that they have
a new
album.
Big national tour that kicks off May 18th.
Right, yep.
So like they're hitting pretty much every city.
Yep. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
An elephant is not a dog. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An elephant wanted to go for a ride in his master's car, so he tried to convince his master that he was a dog. But the elephant was bigger than his master's car, and you know what? His master wasn't buying it. The elephant is not a dog. Seems like an absurd thought, right? Well, that's because it is. It's also an absurd thought to try to convince others that you and I are someone or something other than what we are. Sometimes when we experience a lack of confidence, however, we try to overcompensate by exaggerating about who we are or what we've done. But just as an elephant isn't really going to convince anyone that he's anything other than what he is, ultimately, neither will you and I. For help finding yourself so that you can confidently be yourself, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Measure twice, cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How do you do? 34 minutes after the hour of the Good Day program. Relief is in sight because today is Friday, so many of you don't have to do anything over the weekend except what you really want to do. Hopefully you want to go to work, though. That would be a nice thing. Good Day program with my friend Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We have the ratings are in, and we're number one in Albania, number one in Macedonia, number one in Montenegro, number one in Serbia. Are you interested in being heard in those countries? Number one, the most listened to American radio program in those countries is the Good Day program. How about that? You're not excited? You're not, no, listen to you. You're not even excited. You don't care. Papers, crow. This is,
you know, we're huge in Macedonia. That's awesome.
1,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Okay, so there is, I always love these stories of hoaxes. Man pleaded innocent to federal charges that he fabricated an internet news report to drive up the stock price of his employer, a telecommunications company. It's called Pain Gain Technologies. Standing trial, 5 counts of securities fraud. Seems he made $1 million in the transaction. All right. And a reporter in a rural newspaper who wrote moving stories about her battle with cancer was fired. This is the second or third time I've seen one of these things going to what's the name of that? What's the crowdfunding GoFundMe? They go there. They tell stories about themselves. Remember about 4 months or 5 months ago, there's a woman who was photographed with her hair. You know what happens when you're a cancer patient? You lose your hair. So she had a bandana on. And it turned out that she just shaved her head and faked it. And got a lot of money from her friends. Very smooth operator, man. Is she a smooth operator?
It wouldn't it be great if people can channel that creativity into something that's not illegal?
Yeah. Oh, but what fun is that?
I know. I guess none.
All right. So let's see here. I want to say hello to the folks listening in the Chattanooga area. I always love that Chattanooga. Huntsville, Alabama. Hello. Madison, Wisconsin, Jackson. We're on in like four different towns named Jackson. Down around New Orleans and Shreveport, the Denver area. Hello to Vic, who's listening out there. Southern California. How about we say, in Akron. We're, I think, being tested in Akron. Tommy, hello. Nice to have you on board. This is the Good Day program. Eric Geller will join us in a few minutes. In the meantime, Donald Trump continues to win. All of the polls that I've seen, Victoria, suggests that he easily wins in Indiana, even though Cruz of the Loser says, I'm going to win. He's not going to win anything except a booby prize. Hillary Clinton is going to, easily win there. I think it's pretty much over now.
Yeah.
It's going to be
like
hard
it.
For the Republicans to keep Trump from getting to be their nominee. So now the question comes on who would make Cruz of the Loser this week with Carly Fiorina. There's a bit of sound. I don't know whether you captured this or not, Kara. I forgot to ask you this earlier on. The audio from early in the campaign where Carly Fiorina was talking about what a boob Cruz is. that. All right. And it surfaced, of course. I mean, what did you expect? Somebody's bound to find that. There's no secrets anywhere. Somebody's going to find anything and everything that was said by these people about each other. And it was pretty hot early on, and she was trying to get him out of the way. So she, in a rather, I thought, pretty cogent way, summed him up as someone who wasn't really worth too much consideration. And yet look where it's, well, he's gotten where he is because he has made the right connections.
Paid for them?
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Oh,
how many people are listening? I think that's one of the big finds of the week. Four or five talk radio hosts are now coming clean, and or the evidence is clear that some talk radio people who supported Ted Cruz were paid, and some pretty famous,
but
pretty
really
national.
That's really illegal. I know people don't really know radio rules, but that's really illegal.
Well, you can buy advertising. That's not illegal.
But you can't buy, but aren't they, weren't they giving endorsements because he paid them for that?
Well, but again, how is that different from me endorsing a product like Super Beats? I get paid to endorse Super Beats even though I use it, and I find that what they tell us is true, but I'm getting paid to do that. So everybody knows I'm getting paid to do it. It's when I talk about using Genucel and how it helps the bags and puffiness under my eyes. I use it, but I get paid also to tell the story.
I think at least one of the differences there is that everyone understands that you're getting paid to do it, whereas if they're endorsing Ted Cruz, people don't know that the radio hosts are getting paid to do that. They think that, you know, those radio hosts actually like him.
Right.
And, I mean, maybe they do. Who knows?
Well, like Cruz? Who would like Cruz? There's nothing to like.
I'm sure somebody.
Know him is not to like him. That's kind of a slimy thing to do. Maybe they acknowledge their mistakes and we move on. But I don't want to dwell on it. But it was an interesting find, I thought, this week, frankly. And as far as any other things, the other story that it wasn't in the top 10 this week, but I thought all of our focus on the proms and how elaborate the promposals have gotten. We had a poll yesterday. Did you go to your high school prom? Let's see how that shook out. 31% of you said yes, and it was wonderful. 26% said, no, I don't feel like I missed anything. 24% said yes, and it was a waste of time. 19% said no, I've always regretted not going. Carol, will you get, I think there are a couple of other things. Yesterday we talked about this a little bit, the trend in prom posts, because there's prom time, of the year and how much money people are spending. Here's a YouTuber named Simon Cook, who explained on his YouTube channel about promposals. And do you think people are clear on what this is about before we listen to this, what a promposal is? You think everybody, you...
I think so. It's an elaborate invitation to the prom.
Right. And it's absurd. All right, so let's listen to what Cook says.
Promposals are absurd and stupid. All right? I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings here, but I find them to just be unnecessary. Grow up and ask the person you want face-to-face with your words. There's no need to have some big corny sign yelling with some corny saying on it asking them to prom. Especially if you do it in a large group of or in front of a large group of people. I think that's kind of disrespectful to the person you're asking, because with all the people around you, it almost seems as if you're not forcing them to say yes, but you're, by doing it in front of other people.
You know what this reminds me of? Of the people who go to great lengths to ask someone to marry them. You know, the plane flies overhead. Gino, will you marry me? And the incredible, the emotion that is attached to it and the embarrassment if she says no.
Well, how many people say no to a marriage proposal? I mean, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
No.
The way he phrased that, the Simon Cook, it made it sound like it was just, you know, a childish high school thing. And I did compare it to plenty of adult males propose marriage this way, but God, I hope no one ever proposes to me that way. I hate big productions.
Kara!
I would be so embarrassed.
Kara! Kara, will you marry me? Kara! What would happen if somebody... this is one of the most... I just thought about this. Let's hire a Greyhound bus and put all our friends... We'll go on a little trip.
That's an instant no-no.
Wait, why are we on a bus? Why are we on a bus?
What kind of an ambiance might that be for, you know, get all your friends on a bus, take a trip, and then as the trip is going along, you grab a hold of the microphone of the bus and you talk to the lady you love, Kara, will you marry me? And then the whole people on the bus would cheer and, wow, it'd be great. No?
Maybe like a limo?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a bus here. Let's set the standard a little higher.
A private plane?
Okay. Now we're getting closer, Kara. Good job. We're on a G5 or a G6.
Come on. It's all spoiled. All right, let's get to the summer months that are ahead of us as we get close to summer. All you can think about is being outside and enjoying the great outdoors every chance you get. This is one of the times of the year I want to make sure my energy level is at its peak so that I can enjoy and you can enjoy all the fun, the many great things that are going on. If you feel like you're dragging, need more energy, if you haven't joined me and all kinds of other folks that are associated with this program in the Super Beats Revolution, please don't wait any longer. Now is your chance. You've heard me say this over and over and over again. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, rich in antioxidants, in electrolytes, dietary nitrites. I love that I'm doing something healthy for my heart, my circulation, my blood pressure, amazing energy all day long, great stamina. You can get the same benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I take Super Beets every day, and so does everybody else on this program. Been using this product for well over a year, and it works so well. So call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry. Free. Comes with your first order. Feel the results or get your money back. Get the book, Beat the Odds, get the product, get it, get on the program. That's what I'm suggesting. Right now, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
45 past the hour now on Good Day. My friend Uri Geller, who is an amazing mind Mulder. He's a mind opportunist. Maybe a lot of people use different ways of describing him. There's been this whole movement, Uri. I don't know if you heard about it or not. Uri lives in just outside of Tel Aviv in Israel. There was a bill in Congress, the United States Congress, about magic, recognizing magicians as a valuable art form, or magic and magicians as a valuable art form. Many people have thought you were a magician of sorts, even though you aren't. What do you make of that?
I heard about it somewhere. You know, Doug, the world of magic is so complex and it's so big and complicated because there are so many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of magicians. But if I have to look back at the 10 greatest magicians in the world, you know, there are so few of them, starting with Houdini, then jumping many decades into the future, we've got David Copperfield, Chris Angel, David Blaine. And if I'll ask you right now to name me two more, I don't think you'll be able to.
No,
come on, come up with two more big-name magicians.
You mentioned David Blaine, and who was the other one?
I said David Blaine, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, Houdini. Do you know anyone else?
Not the, off the top of my head, no.
So no. That they,
and I don't like Chris Angel after what you guys did on television, Frank. I never. But I remember the time that you and I spent.
It's dominated by a few, you know, the Penn and Tellers in America,
and so on.
But there isn't really something exclusively important about it. Now, I've been by magicians labeled as another magician, and I've been very, very controversial throughout my life because the magic world did not recognize that maybe I had truly genuine psychic abilities. I loved keeping it always on the gray line. I never said I didn't. I never said I did. I loved being controversial, and I still am controversial. But the people who are with me and around me, my very close friends like you, you know exactly what I do. You know the truth. So the Congress, recognizing the world of magic, fine, that's great. I don't know why it was done. Do you know for what reason this has been executed?
Well, I think there was some event, a milestone in some American magician's life, and I don't remember what it is now because this was a week or two ago. It came up because some people are so critical of Congress because they waste so much time doing so much foolishness, and some people thought this was foolish. I don't know that Congress has to legitimize magic, but I do think that magic is an art form, and it's put down by a lot of people who don't really understand it or who may have tried it and didn't do very well. Mm-hmm. Johnny Carson actually tried. I know that he and you didn't always get along so well, but I think he tried to do it, and I don't know whether he did it well or he didn't do it well, now that I'm thinking about it. I just remember he wasn't known as a magician. You're looking for people who really are just known for nothing else other than doing magic.
That's true. Well, let's conclude by telling our listeners to go to my website and look at the films on my homepage. I think you'll be quite amazed.
Right.
Then you'll understand what is magic and what is not.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Three after the hour now on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Tech Talk Time. Kara and Victoria and I are going to see if there's an echo! Echo!
Well, you know what? This is the kind of Echo that you might actually want to purchase. It's really? The Amazon Echo, and it's a Bluetooth wireless speaker. It looks like a cylinder. It's not very big, but it is so incredible. It's a digital assistant. Her name is Alexa. And the newest update to the Amazon Echo is that they've teamed up with Uber. And now you can tell Alexa anything within the room. You can say, Alexa, turn on my TV. It can control your temperature, your thermostats. It can control your lights. And she can be hardwired into everything in your house. And you can walk from room to room and say, turn the lights on in the bedroom. And she can do it all. And now they've teamed up with Uber, and you can say, Alexa, call me an Uber. And she will schedule a car to pick you up at your house, which is very cool. And people have been complaining. These are obviously first world problems. People have been complaining that Alexa can do everything except call them an Uber. So now they fix that problem.
Really? So you
can
call
say
an
things
Uber.
Like, yep, call me an Uber, call me a taxi, because Alexa considers taxi
but can't
only
you talk
an Uber.
To you can talk to your smartphone now and talk to Siri or whatever, so why is this any different?
Well, Amazon has definitely improved the technology, and Alexa, in all testing, has done a lot better than Apple's Siri or Microsoft's Cortana.
Really?
So, yeah, and there are a lot more things that Alexa can do. She can read headline news to you, she can tell you the traffic, the weather,
right, so
pretty much anything.
How would if you're going to have to use this on your smartphone, because Amazon doesn't have a smartphone yet, right? So you have to put it on either the products that come from Apple or Samsung, the droids, because Amazon doesn't have it. So are they likely to come up with a way to block this? Would that happen?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, as of right now, one of the cool things about Alexa, she can play music from Amazon Prime, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, and all of this is voice-activated. She actually, they have new technology that fills the room with the sound, it's surround sound, but even though the music is on, she can still identify your voice when you tell her something.
All right, so I could say to, if I get Alexa, I could say, Alexa, find me the Monkees' most popular song.
Absolutely. She could do that.
How long would it take her to do that?
Pretty quickly. From everything I've read on the stats, very quickly. It's really incredible.
Audio.
You can also order Domino's pizza.
The news. Why would you want to order Domino's pizza? Get
I don't know. It's part of it. It's built-in technology.
It does everything locally. It'll find the local Domino's pizza store, or a better, let's say I said to Alexa, find me the best pizza in Framingham and order me one with veggies. Would she do that?
It's apparently she can, and based on, she'll tap into like Yelp reviews and say, I see that this pizza place near you has good reviews.
Who the heck figured this out?
Isn't it amazing? This is really the future that we're living in.
Oh, my God.
And well, just give some like details.
The song in the year 2525, if man is still alive, you won't have to move your arms or your legs. You don't have to do anything but sit there like a bump on a log because all this. By that time, there'll be something attached to your brain. I'm thinking about ordering a pizza. You don't have to say anything even. Okay,
yep.
Your brain says you want to order a pizza. What do you want on that pizza? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, she even reads audiobooks to you, so you can just listen to your favorite audiobook. So this is the new Amazon Echo with Alexa, the digital assistant. This is going to hit the market on May 15th, so they're doing pre-orders right now, and it's $179.99.
Up in a minute, Apple and Twitter missing their mark as far as revenue is concerned. Hold on to that thought for a moment.
Shop Kohl's Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and take 70% off a gift of fine jewelry for mom, 45 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life apparel, and 40 to 50% off a new handbag or wallet. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And now you can buy online, pick up in store, skip the shipping fee, and get it today. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles. Hours may vary by store. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so this week Apple said that their stock was off somewhat because they missed their mark in terms of how many iPhones were sold. Twitter also missed their mark, and their stock is off 11%. I think Apple's off 7%. You know what, folks? You are foolish if you react to this news. If you have stock in Twitter, keep it. Don't pay. Matter of fact, if anything, buy more. Same with Apple. If you got Apple stock, buy more. This is a good opportunity to buy because as sure as I'm sitting here talking to Victoria and Kara and you, that stock's going to come back up again because these people, there's too much money there, too much invested. They'll come up with some way to cleverly attract your attention and more investors.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.